Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who thought this episode looked as good as a chicken wing in the air fryer. I'm Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast here on eviction night. Oh, no. The house is short one more clown as Nicole was evicted from the Big Brother house. We will have reactions to all that and much more here tonight with our panel, of course, joining us, a man who is beaming today. So excited. Please welcome back the great Amon Adwin. Amon, how are you?
Everything is just so... It's just so good, Rob. The world is just so good. Nature is
healing. You don't
hear
that a lot.
Beyonce is back. Nicole just got evicted. Mm-hmm. The leftovers are sitting pretty. Taylor's revenge just continues to revenge. I am just... How can I get any better than this? I'm just so happy. I'm so happy. I'm beaming. I really am.
Okay. All right. Let's just... marinate in this for a minute. We don't get a lot of moments like this.
Bask in it, soak it up, wring it out, and then soak it up again, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll enjoy this one. Of course, here with us tonight, woman that I get to podcast with more than a few times this week. Of course, you could hear her on the crime scene wrap up and, of course, on the wrestling wrap up. It's Mari Forth. Mari, how are you?
I'm good. Another like a shakeup. We got a shakeup the last few weeks. We got the leftovers like seizing power. We got two people just, I mean, this episode, they just walked themselves on the plank. Like like Monty said, he tried to give them a wrath and they're like, nope, I'm gonna jump over. It's so great. It's like a change of regime, just like what's going on in WWE right now. It's a change of regime in the Big Brother house. And it feels great.
Yes. Okay. All right. That's fun. That's fun. I will figure out who the Triple H. But I will find out maybe the HOH in a little bit. But Mari, great to have you here tonight. And of course, man who, of course, you know what? I don't even want to say the H word. Okay. Taryn Armstrong, Taryn, how are you?
Rob, I'm just a girl in love.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. What can I say?
So nice to have you back here, Taryn. How are things for you?
Things are great. As I said, I'm in love. That's what's up. You know, Queen's coming.
Queen's coming to get what's hers.
People look dumb.
Period. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Daniel thinks we should cancel the season, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah, Daniel, at the end of the show, some sour grapes.
Oh, God. Just end the season already.
It was so funny because that was literally us like 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
Welcome to the party, buddy. Welcome to the party. Your turn.
This is a man literally in this episode.
Oh my God, I love this game so much.
Yeah. I loved it so much. End the season. Oh my God. Yeah. And then under his breath, he also said, if you caught this.
Man, this is a trash.
This is a trash.
Big Brother was like, hey, you can't use our line. You can't say, as a super fan, this game is trash. They're so lucky because I feel like if they had stayed on that feed for like me, like a couple seconds longer, he was probably going to start using some words that are not allowed on primetime television. So time slot was coming.
Mm-hmm. Some choice language was definitely coming. And it was so good. I was like eating it up. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, there's one other one. There's one other one right before that. He was like,
buy my plane ticket. I'll just start packing my bags now.
From his lips.
Nicole, wait for me in LA.
Wait for me, Nicole. Wait for me.
Oh, you hate
we'll
to see it.
We'll go get poached eggs together.
Yeah. Yep. Nicole did go out 9-1. Maybe not the reaction that we were hoping to see on the show. I don't know. Taryn, did Nicole have like a lobotomy at some point today? Like, who is this person that Julie spoke to?
Yeah, I mean, there was a point in time during the day today on the feeds that Nicole went, I figured it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, it was, yeah, like she, like a little bit of, you know, some brain was removed or something. She was just walking around with a smile on her face, like, I figured it all out. I've got it down. It was very like end of the Dropout. Like, she was like, nah, everything is totally fine. I am living in pure bliss right now. Just call me Nikki.
Not Nikki.
Yeah. No. Yep. Mari, Nicole's the woman that cannot be surprised. She knows everything that, mm-hmm. you know, there's no, mm-hmm. there's no sneaking up on her. Nobody got her. She knew.
How do you say, oh no, none of those people surprised me. Oh, except for Kyle, who like totally surprised me.
Yeah. Here, look, I'll play the clip. Yeah.
Does anyone in that seven that I just revealed surprise you?
Not at all.
No, nobody. Nope.
Not at all.
Nope.
I walked into the HOH room and I brought up my own name for them, and it only included six of them. And so Kyle was that seventh person that Daniel and I couldn't figure out who was part of their group.
You just said nobody surprised you. Mm-hmm. You just said that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cognitive dissonance in that one.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just like one of those cases, man, where just try to save face so much that it just makes you look even worse. Like, you didn't know what was going on. You thought you had the votes to stay. Daniel, put your ass up. Like, come on, let's just call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of that, we will talk with Nicole on Friday morning. So be on the lookout for that. That's coming up on Friday. Also, Taryn and I will get together for the BBQ&A for the patrons as well on Friday afternoon. Look for that at 3 Eastern. And of course, send in your questions for this podcast at robswebsite.com/BBQuestions. And we will take those later on in the show. Taryn, no HOH competition in the episode tonight. You fine with just put the whole thing on Sunday?
I mean, there's no point in starting it and then not finishing it. So like, I don't like
starting the qualifying round.
Yeah. Like, if they're not going to finish it, I don't need to see it at all. That's fine for me. But it is, you know, and again, I will also say, even though I much prefer to see the HOH competition on Thursday nights, I feel like that's such an essential part of the eviction episode. And I really do miss it. I still prefer a Sunday comp that's an HOH competition than a Sunday comp that's a twist competition. But it's still, it's like just like one step up the ladder. It's still like, come on, give us the HOH. It's such essential viewing. I just growing up watching Big Brother and like waiting for the eviction episode to see like, oh, who's going to be the next HOH, and then wondering what it was going to mean. Like, it's such a big part of the show, and it's unfortunate that they're not doing it for us.
My thought is that a week from tonight, we're going to have the end of the Festy Bestie twist, and that maybe we get the wall comp. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that 100% we're either getting an endurance competition, probably the wall, or like a double. I assume Julie would have told us if it was a double. Yeah. So it's probably more likely to be endurance at this point. But yeah, I think we're definitely going to get something because, you know, Bestie Festy will be over and jury will start, and they usually do something to kick off jury, like a double or an endurance.
Yeah, we also got at the end of the episode where Taylor got to pick which Festy Bestie she wanted to go with. To the surprise of no one, she ended up crashing with Indy and Alyssa. But Amon, wouldn't it have been fun to have a four-person Festy Bestie?
No. That's just too many people to be safe if one of them were to win. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and I love the fact that it would be sort of like a bit of an onion alliance for her. But let's not congest the nomination ceremony too much. Like, I need for there still to be some level of intrigue. And I think that this was ultimately the right decision for her to make. So,
hey, yeah. Amon, the more the merrier, you know?
I'm so bored. And I'm so horny.
Oh my God. What? Kyle, so stop bad. It. Kyle, stop it. Kyle. Get out of that shower.
We weren't even talking about that.
Yeah. Jeez, Kyle.
It's not that kind of party, Taryn. It's not that kind of party.
Yeah, exactly. Tell that to Kyle.
Yeah.
The images.
Yeah.
The images that have just etched across my mind.
Well, let's come back. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. Because we do have Kyle and Alyssa to talk about here in this episode. But it was ultimately the final night for Nicole on Big Brother. Mari, did we get enough of the goodbye to Nicole in terms of like a really painting her in the light that maybe she should be in on the show?
I think they did a pretty good job. I mean, the one good thing about not having the HOH on this episode is that we really got to see like the full, kind of like the full ride. Hopefully they really give us some more of the right before the eviction stuff on Sunday, because I mean, the spiraling was amazing. So, but I did like that we got the whole her and Daniel starting the week off, like, we're going to not use the POV, to springing it on them, using the POV at the last minute, thinking that they had the votes, celebrating that they had the votes, to then eventually being like, oh no. Like, we don't. You know, I hope Sunday gives us a little bit more of the, oh, we just realized we done messed up. But other than that, I thought it was pretty good. You know, could Julie's questions have been a little bit more pointed? Nah, it's Julie. At this point, I think she's over it. I think she's over all of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I liked it. I thought this was a really good episode.
It's hard also because I feel like that when Nicole is like sort of like, you know, like, oh, yeah, no, Taylor was great. Yeah, she got me. You know, had she like really, I wonder if there was maybe like a different direction she goes, or she's like, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, Taylor was horrible. Maybe in that case, I think that Julie ends up maybe asking some more probing questions. But, you know, it's kind of hard when Nicole is just sort of like, playing dead with like and not like really fighting against anything that's being thrown at her.
Yeah.
I think this season is so interesting because I feel like we're getting to see, first of all, like justice, which we usually don't see on Big Brother a lot of the time. And second of all, it's like sort of happening in real time where they're starting to realize, oh, okay, yeah, maybe the house is shifting because I'm not like on the right side of history here. Maybe I do need to evaluate myself. I feel like the fact that Nicole went out of this house with her speech saying, you know, this week has humbled me, I feel like she's been clued in on the fact that, yeah, the way that you were moving in this house wasn't particularly kosher 100% of the time. And maybe you should think about that when you get out. And so, yeah, I think it's just very interesting because I feel like a lot of the time there are a lot of players that would just like go to the grave swearing that they did everything right. And we're seeing a lot of players shift gears while they're in the house and while they get evicted. So a little too late for Nicole, but bye.
Tara, do you feel like they missed anything big
in terms of like the events for tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I was talking about this, but like they kind of showed all of the boring bits leading up to the eviction that, were intended to make it seem like, oh, will the vote go through? Mm-hmm. It was always going through. So those were kind of the boring bits. There were much more exciting things that were happening both yesterday, last night, and even this morning and today, that I think Mari, is correct. I think we'll probably get some of that in some flashbacks during the HOH competition, on Sunday, because that's much, much more interesting. And I think we would definitely miss it if it didn't show up.
Uh-huh. One of the other big moments tonight, we had in the speeches, finally, we got the speech that Taylor has been talking about in the house. She dropped it on Nicole, and here's how Taylor started things off.
To my friends and family at home, I know it's been difficult watching my experience in this house. Thank you, and I promise you it ain't over till it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, to quote a Big Brother super fan, Rihanna, You look so dumb right now. Choosing me as your festy bestie, you thought was your security blanket. But here you are, both of us, sitting on the chopping block because of your closest ally in the house who thought that you would still be safe.
Nicole's laughing, yes. laughing, like, well, what? Where's the real Nicole?
Let the church say amen, baby.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. If Nicole had been coming out of the house to talk to Daniel in her exit interview, it would have been a very different story. They would have been like, can you believe she just bullied you? Yeah, I know, right? She's the worst. I hate her. That would have been what was happening.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't really need for Nicole to be like irate and like really, really upset and like really gagged at whatever Taylor is telling her because she knows.
She knows it.
I feel like the knife being twisted is just even better for me. It's like, oh, so you're trying to sit here and act like you're really composed right now. I know you are seething. And it's making me so happy to know this.
You could read it all over her face. I mean, the smile that she was giving to Julie was very just like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy about this. Brother's so great.
So strained. I loved it. And this is why, like, I think this is the reason why we're getting this composed Nicole is because the blind side was ruined, whatever, whatever. But we didn't get a blind side, but we did get to see somebody clearly realize that they really messed up their own game. We got to see her spiral in the house. Like we said, hopefully they'll show it. But then we get to then see like the knife get twisted and she just has to sit there and pretend like everything is okay. And I mean, you hate to like revel and stuff like that, but honestly it sucks to
And
Nicole is sitting there
because it's
her fault.
Yeah, it's
her fault.
Big Brother is amazing and I'm so glad I got to play.
And I know Rihanna is watching. I know she is. We've had way too many interactions with her being in like people's DMs and talking about the casting for Celebrity Big Brother. She's watching and she's living for it. Hey, Rihanna girl, we know you're with us. We know you're with us. It's just so great. I just love it. I love it.
So when Nicole got out and talked to Julie, Julie was asking some questions about what was going on in the house. Nicole did try to say that, you know, she wasn't playing her own game. She ultimately ended up doing the bidding of others in the house. That's her one regret. She should have been trying to really just push her own agenda more so than just do what Pose Pack wanted to do.
Yes. I mean, that's what she told Alyssa. I never should have joined you guys. I think it's also like this move was for the group as a whole, this group that she was trying to form rather than for her own individual game. And so she's kind of like resting on those laurels as much as possible. But, you know, I mean, this is pretty light compared to what she was saying in the house. So.
Yeah. And it's just like you have to take like your own advice. They said they needed to play for themselves. And I think it's just so funny that Daniel and Nicole ended up incepting themselves to end up with her gone. And that's why I like Michael's goodbye message the most, because he said, like, I did a good job of convincing my alliance to keep you one more week. And then your best friend decided to use a veto and now you're sitting out there. And that's the most sweetest, that's the sweetest part about this, because she truly did not need to be out on that, you know, out and gone. I'm glad she's out and gone, but strategically the leftovers had decided that it wasn't that big of a deal to get her out. So the fact that she's there because her best friend thought he was one-upping the HOH is just, you can't write that. You truly cannot write that. And they knew they had clocked six of the people before the veto. So why would you take those odds? Why would you take the odds of the vote being that close, then trash the HOH when you know it's a possibility of a tiebreaker? It just, it's so good. It's just so good. The fall was great. I'm sorry, guys. The fall was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really, it would be hard to write this. Like this was, you know. It was that good, and it was that poetic that they, I mean, this was like some amazing stuff this week that's like fan fictiony of that. Okay, that Daniel, the her number one ally, have to protect Nicole. I will use the veto just because they don't want her to go up on that. This is not what they want, so I'm going to give them the opposite of what they want because this is definitely, they don't have the votes to take her out. And then ultimately she goes home 9-1. Julie also asked that you and Daniel wanted to go after Taylor. Was this personal or was this strategy? Amon, this was strategy for Nicole and not personal. Again, this is for Pose Pack.
I mean, I feel like in the beginning it could have been strategy only because Taylor is already the house target and an easy person to get up, and she's supposedly this horrible person and perception is reality in the Big Brother house. And then it turned personal. And then because it became personal, it became strategy to get her out, because at this point you have ruined any chance of having an actual good game relationship with this person, that you have no choice now but to get her out. So I just wish that she could, and maybe she will, with a little bit of time outside of the house and a little bit of time to decompress to realize where she went wrong here. But yeah, like it was an unnecessary roller coaster that she went on with Taylor, and it all leads back to the first person that left the house. So it's like,
yeah,
like you look so dumb right now. Like you really do.
Like Taryn has kind of been pointing out on the updates, it's like the people who got to the I Hate Taylor train last are now the ones that are like the face of it, you know? Like Indy, Daniel, and Nicole now being the figureheads of hating Taylor is really something I did not have on my bingo card, since Indy and Taylor actually initially like were getting along even when they were talking about Taylor behind her back. Like Indy was still like very like upfront with Taylor, like to her face, like, you know, we're both really real people, and Indy wears Taylor's clothes and stuff like that. And now like Indy really being the person who like just despises Taylor, I still do not know why. Like I don't know why after the hot soup in the face incident, I just don't understand where Indy's animosity is coming from. And then Nicole and Daniel being the two people that Taylor had initially connected with, and then once on Daniel's HOH, Daniel finding out that everybody hates her, it's just like now they're like, now we hate Taylor. But meanwhile, everybody else kind of got the memo that it's like, we don't have to hate her as much now. And they're like, nope, we still hate her. It has been so ridiculous. And for them to really be so blinded by their hatred of Taylor that it ends up in Nicole's eviction is just very, very poetic.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting. Taryn, do the leftovers have a next target of who they want to hit? Is it going to be Daniel?
Yes and no. Things could be a little more interesting than that, but the majority of the leftovers are probably looking to target Daniel. Some of them, primarily Joseph, may want to switch it to Alyssa. Some of them, primarily Kyle and Michael, may want to switch it to, say, Jasmine or something along those lines. So I've been talking about this upcoming week. It's kind of like the final proxy war before the leftovers' potential civil war. And there's definitely potential for some jockeying for position in terms of which person outside of the alliance gets the boot. And I'm not talking about Jasmine's boot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go back to some of the things from earlier in the episode. We got to see a little bit of the fallout of the leftovers that were left out, specifically Taylor and Brittany, who were Michael left out of not knowing. Is that right? Michael was also left out, or was just Taylor and Brittany?
Michael actually got a little bit of a heads up because Kyle had a chance to talk with him and tell him, like, I don't know, I think he's going to use it. But Brittany definitely didn't know. Taylor definitely didn't know. And so there were a few people in the group that were shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, Taylor very angry. She's shaking. She still has faith in the alliance, and she has a role to play. Meanwhile, Nicole is very excited about this development. Aman, she says that she is...
As odd as it sounds, I'm feeling euphoric.
Is she feeling like Rue?
I'm sure Rue probably feels much better than she does.
Yeah. I think Rue had some of that psychedelic slop, if I remember.
Oh, she had that and more. Yeah, just more and more of what we've been talking about. Like Nicole just really, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, we've been saying it all week. It doesn't make sense. You were already blindsided last week. I don't understand why you feel like the numbers that just automatically appeared for Amir to leave are not going to be there for you to leave. It doesn't make sense at all. So, if that's the game you want to play, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Bury that.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. The leftovers are confused. Like, hey, what is going on? And then Kyle explains to them that they think they have the votes to keep Nicole safe. And even Joseph can't believe that Nicole is excited like this.
This is the definition of pooching yourself when you overthink something and you screw yourself up.
Yeah. Mari, is this a new term we can use, pooching yourself?
Oh, yeah. They've used the term pooch. You pooch yourself. This is in the lexicon of at least BB24. We'll see if it, like, how long, if it stays and if it'll be in, like, the BB overall lexicon. But this scene here was just hilarious. Like, congratulations. You played yourself. And then all of them on these floaties just relaxing. I could not take this scene.
That visual really was crazy. Like, Monty just, like, being like, I tried to tell y'all, like, I don't know what else to do. Like, just hand him a mimosa, hand him a mojito. Like, let's just have a party. Cause y'all, I mean, they really won this week. And I know a lot of people already are sort of like, oh my God, like, are you guys really going to cheer for another steamroll? First of all, I don't necessarily think that a steamroll is going to happen. I think that the leftovers sort of came together under shifty circumstances, which only means that it probably won't last too much. And even if it does, you're damn right I'm gonna be happy for the leftovers, because most of them have redeemed themselves somewhat. And I feel it's just, you know, it's rare that you get like a mega alliance that you are cheering for. I mean, we got one last year, but in the grand scope of Big Brother, it doesn't happen that often. So yeah, like I'm gonna be here for the leftovers. Grab me a plate. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Stop with the steamroll, everybody. It's been what? It's like 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, like there are definitely rumblings of like this alliance is not lasting too long, probably. You know, it always could, depending on how the comps play out. But things are definitely moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gears are turning.
And I think what will keep it from being a steamroll is there's not strong opposition, like not even just like strong outward opposition in order to still keep them solidly together. You know what I'm saying? Like with Nicole being gone, with Amir being gone, the other side is just so fractured. It's going to be fractured even further now. Daniel's making himself a big target, but nobody's really backing him. So, you know, a lot of this is galvanized by having a target, having, you know, an army versus an army. If it's just one army and like peasants on the other side, sometimes the armies will turn on themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it'll be a steamroll at all. And I'm excited to see what happens in the next few weeks, especially since, guys, we're like, prepare yourself, because we're probably going to get another twist. We always get that like mid-season twist.
Yep. Well, that's more likely to cause a steamroll than help a steamroll.
Yes, the high roller room.
Yeah. I think the primary thing is also just like, how entertaining is it to watch? Because yeah, sure, this alliance has come together and they have been dominating the last 2 weeks, but the last 2 weeks have been entertaining because of the style of gameplay that they're utilizing. They're not really doing the safe, boring style of gameplay. Right. They're playing a lot more fast and loose, and that has led to more exciting outcomes. Not to say that it will definitely continue, but these past 2 weeks have been great, so there's no reason to be doom and gloom right now.
Mm-hmm. And we already literally saw dissension within the group. Like, half of the Alliance got left out of the switch up with the plan and not putting Taylor and Nicole on the block. So there's already, you know, there is potential for mess. Okay. So
yeah,
everyone just calm down.
Can we enjoy anything? Can we stop and smell the roses for a minute?
Yeah.
Smell the damn roses, Rob. Exactly. Smell the roses. Come on. Listen to the Beyonce album and just live your life. Live
yeah, you know, life. You know what you guys sound like right now?
Oh, God. Just end the season already.
pack my bags.
I guffawed because the fact that that was literally the fandom 2 weeks ago and now it's at his expense. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. he also said before that this was before that part of the show when they were Nicole had left to do her interview with Julie. He also has said,
"Yep, she went for All Stars.
Remember, you all can't split the check."
Yeah. By the way, Paloma says you can.
Yeah.
It's called an investment.
jokes on him.
Jokes on you, dude. But Taryn, could you make out who is saying that Nicole should be an all-star?
It sounded like...
Yeah. She went for All Stars.
Remember,
sounds like Taylor to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like Taylor.
Taylor, maybe, you're too nice, like, Taylor. Yeah, stop
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor,
don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, Taylor, I'm sorry, but
you look so dumb right now.
Honestly, like, Taylor never changed. she has been like so like cute about this whole speech that she's trying to give, and she's been so excited about it. But in the same breath, she's like, "Well, you know, I do want to twist the knife, but I still want to talk to her outside of the game."
Yeah, I love you.
I really love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Taylor is such like killing them with kindness. Like, that is her to like a T, and not even like on purpose. It's just she's accidentally incredibly nice to people that just do not need it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that about her.
In this episode, we also got to see Nicole gather together some of her closest allies to reveal the fact that she is actually a police officer. She's been 10 years in the police force, 2 years as a detective. Jasmine can't believe it.
Nicole was a cop for 10 years, and not just any cop, a whole detective.
Oh my God.
Detective.
She's going to help me find out who ate my muffin. She's the rootinest, tootinest detective in the wild, wild west. Oh my goodness.
When I saw her gathering the girls up, I was like, please, please don't let this be the police officer reveal. And it was. I was done. I'm like, girl, this is not a big deal. First off, it's not a big deal. But also, you've already told like the other half of the house. Like, what is this even doing? What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time that anybody in the house was genuinely shocked about somebody else's profession? When? The only thing that I can really think of is like at the end of Big Brother 16, when Victoria was surprised about Derek being a cop. But other than that, who cares? Who cares?
And well, the thing too is that like the way that Nicole says it too, and Nicole does this so often, like when she talks to people, but Nicole says it with just the same amount of gravitas as like Bronte saying she's a secret mathematician. She's so proud of this secret. And she's like, she even like, she gives the pauses for everyone else to like freak out. Like, just so you know, I was a cop for 10 years.
Oh,
whoa,
oh my
okay.
God. All right.
Oh, yeah. See, something. Yeah. And for two of them, I was a detective.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So I can help you out here in this game. You know, I've got, I'm basically a human lie detector.
Yeah.
That definitely instilled more confidence and trust in me, in you. Definitely.
That's it's funny too, because like I'm making fun of it, but this is actually exactly how I tell people my job in real life.
Yes.
Actually, I'm a Big Brother podcaster.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like 8 years running. Pretty, yeah. Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at you.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, the
Oh, my God.
I have somebody.
Every day too.
Yeah.
Like, so if you like need somebody to talk,
tell you what's going on, observe everything, put it all together.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Okay. We got to see a little bit of Daniel and Nicole. Mari, Daniel and Nicole are talking about how this house is a bunch of clowns.
These are a bunch of clowns.
I just, it just, how do you, I just don't, the hubris, I just, they're clowns. Half these people don't know how to play, you know, we figured it out. The patting on the back, oh my God, it was just, it was too much. I loved it. It was just like the pride before the fall. It was just amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was a missed opportunity for them to put Josh Martinez up in there. Like, we don't need the actual song. Y'all could have gave us the da-da-da-da. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. After we see Daniel and Nicole talk, all right, let's spend some time with Kyle and Elizabeth. Because this is where things went off the rails tonight. Okay? All right. First off, the announcer man opened the show by telling us,
"Plus, don't blame global warming. It's Kyle and Alyssa that are heating things up."
And you know, I was okay with the showman stuff, but now that I'm hearing about these like climate disasters are actually Kyle and Alyssa's fault, like I'm a little out.
Yeah.
We need to stop them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. All right. So, Kyle, that he's going crazy, Taryn. He has a problem.
He does. Yeah. He can't leave the shower. Mm-hmm. He's stuck in the shower and he can't leave. And Alyssa is just standing there, you know, aggravating the situation.
Yes, that's how he described it. A situation.
Here, don't look at me. Like a situation. Pull out there because of you.
Yeah, we got we've got a boing in
boing.
There.
Yeah.
Sound engineer is coming for that Emmy.
Yes. somewhere out there, Kyle's mom needs some support.
Yeah.
This was her worst nightmare. You know, she's hashtag stay strong. I don't think she meant that kind of strong. I hashtag just say no. I don't think she meant just say don't get out of the shower. It's not great. Not great.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying we all have to be out here being harlots and hoes in our youth.
Yeah.
But this is exactly why. You need to have somewhat of a freedom to just explore.
This should have been gotten out of the way in his teenage years before he was on television.
Okay, so you feel like that because that he should have like sown these wild oats before he came to Big Brother.
First base, second base, maybe the shortstop, then third, like you know, something. To whet your appetite.
Okay.
Because this is
interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, so a lot of cold showers.
Come for me or for the podcast. Like I respect everyone's religious choices. I think it's beautiful. That's great. But look.
This is what happens.
Maybe if something had happened a little earlier, maybe we would not be in the situation right now.
Amon, he's trying. He has put himself into the cold shower, and we get some of Kyle's internal monologue here of what he's thinking of in the shower.
Story, the cold chopping up a cucumber, anything.
It was baseball, Terrence snoring, Nicole chopping up a cucumber.
That was the one.
That's his go-tos, you know? Everyone's got their go-tos. Kyle's got Nicole cutting the cucumber. Terrence snoring. Honestly, the only thing I could think of I mean, look, they're pretty good ones. Take note. Mm-hmm. All I could think about during the segment was, what was the conversation between the producer and Kyle that led to these statements? Yeah. Hey, Kyle, how's it going? How's everything going in the house? Oh, man, it's been going pretty good. You know, things may be progressing with Alyssa a little bit. We got this situation with Nicole. Yeah, so we noticed you in the shower. Oh, you did. You noticed that. Yeah. We saw that you didn't want to leave the shower. We've got some good sound effects for this. We're kind of just hoping that we could turn that into a segment. What we're trying to do here. We're imagining that you were in the shower. You're trying to deal with this situation, right? What's going through your head in that moment? You know, how do you get out? What would you say you're thinking about as you get out of that shower?
No, I think that they're tricking him into the Frankenbite. And I think that they have the clips loaded up. And I think they're like, we heard a noise in the bedroom last night. What was that noise? Like Terrence snoring? Like, oh yeah, that's right. What did you see in the kitchen just now? Like Nicole chopping up a cucumber? Like, Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're right about that, Kyle.
Don't air that.
No, don't worry about it. It's nothing.
You know, I like both of those. Production is accused of a lot of buffoonery and clownery, but that is one thing that I would certainly co-sign on.
Yeah. Someday, like when he gets out of the house, we ask him, like, did you give a diary room confession about that?
I think he knew full well what he was doing when he gave that diary room session.
You think so? I mean, Is that in?
It don't get more explicit than Nicole chopping cucumbers.
Yeah. The only reason you'd say that phrase is if you're talking about trying to deal with a situation in a shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then we have the segment continues. It's endless. And then Joseph comes in, and Joseph is interrupting.
Joseph, I think was indirectly catching a vibe here, because he starts making love to the door.
Right. But he's like opening the door and then putting up the blinds. Joseph,
Mr. Miyagi over here.
Yeah,
he's so good. I love this section. Close. They're like, don't close the door. He's like, don't close the door. And then the moment he turned the blinds up, I was done. I didn't realize that was how the door between the boys' room and the main room was. So that was a cute moment. Joseph is hilarious.
If Joseph wins the HOH and targets Alyssa this week, I think that we need to like encapsulate that entire situation with a gif of Joseph standing behind the door and then like turning the blinds open and staring in at them, because that's very much his current thought process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joseph saying to Kyle and Alyssa, I'm about to put you on the block, different block for you two. Mm. Joseph asked them about dinner.
Dude, we're gonna make chicken if you wanna come.
Hell yeah, I wanna come.
Yo, Kyle, we know. We know.
Don't hear that.
We know. Okay. All right. The leftovers, they're still working. They need to get a good pitch to going to Nicole.
No, Rob, can we sit with that for a second? Yeah. That's what's up.
Yes, Amon?
I'm so upset with you.
done.
You know what, Rob? We've been doing this for a long time. You've finally gone too far. You finally stepped over the line.
That was over the line?
This is your intervention.
I thought that was intentional on the show.
I just did not even see that coming at all. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. That was funny to me.
So, all right. They need to come up with a good plan of like, how do we get everybody else to vote with us? Monty talks with Nicole. She mentions that she's like, I'm going to get Monty. I'm just going to tell him I'm going after the women. And then Monty goes back and tells the women. Was it that easy, Mari?
Yeah, and I think Taryn pointed out she just forgot to tell the women that she was going to tell him that. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
when it got back to the women, they weren't sure if it was correct or not. But she again, just the whole giving somebody the shovel to like bury you with it. Like, why is that a good strategy to you, Nicole? Like, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably should have told the women the good, because it's like, oh my God, Nicole's gonna put us on the block. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Like she, it wasn't until after the fact she's like, yes. So we know that Monty is talking to them because I specifically told him something to see if it would get back to the girls, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't tell anybody. Okay. All right, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. All yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, Jasmine was very, very shocked.
Dig me a hole and throw me in the ground because I'm always on the other side of this house.
Girl, shut up. Girl.
What does that even mean?
I don't. Girl. Oh, my God. Like, I was having so much fun with this accent in the beginning. And now I'm just so repulsed. And I like, oh, production. Yeah. Why? Because you know it's them egging her on to do this.
She's definitely turning it up. I'm sorry. She is. You could see when she forget, like halfway through her last voting session, she had remembered to turn it on during her phrase.
She's going to have the most DRs. If she stays, she's going to have the most DRs. Like, I'm calling it right now. They love her. It up every
she
time.
Knows the secret. If you want to be a presence on the show, you just give them these sayings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're right. Can't hit that player, I guess.
And these sayings aren't like old Southern sayings. Like, they're not.
Yeah, she's making these up.
Put me in a basket and throw me in the river.
Yeah.
Because I'm on the other side of this boat.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What river, what boat, what basket? Damn.
Well, she got to vote tonight, and this is what she said in the diary room to Julie.
Hey, Julie, you look prettier than a chicken wing in an air fryer.
Now, Taryn, didn't we talk about that last week with Jacob Jones? Is that something that she has said around the house?
Yeah, she's releasing her B-sides.
Mm-hmm.
This was a rejected turn of phrase from last week that she went with a different one for.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, yeah, we do definitely know old people ain't saying that one, because what old person had an air fryer back then?
It must be new. It must be new. And then do we know that air fryer chicken wing is getting the seal of approval? Is this like a good recipe? Should Jasmine put out a cookbook at the end of the season?
Can you go cook me? Mm-hmm. That will be her cookbook, directing other people to cook for her. Maybe she can do that.
Can you go throw a chicken wing in the air fryer for me?
Yeah, this is what you do. And then at the end of the cookbook, it's like a P.O. box for you.
Can you cook for me an oral history of all the food the people have made me?
Yeah. Also, we got Jasmine after the commercial that she is the first one to vote again. But this may also be that the show is only an hour long, and then her walking to the diary room would really slow things down.
They should add
her. Definitely possible.
Mm-hmm. They should have had her ass vote first. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything else from before we get to talking about the votes?
Well, have we skipped the end of the Kyle and Alyssa showman segment where we get this?
I'm a girl and I'm in love. What can I say?
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, it got a little schmoopy for me by the end.
She's literally going, I'm in love, everyone. What can I say? And Kyle can say, that's what's up. Like, really, dude?
And then on top of that, didn't Alyssa said like, oh, he's the best kisser. And that she wasn't looking for a showman's. And I'm like, I could have sworn in your bio you were not opposed to showman's.
Now,
both of those statements were directly opposed to things she said on the feed.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to get like super sloppy or anything like that. But didn't she say it was a bad kiss, Taryn?
Yeah, I don't know if she said bad, but she definitely said it was a little sloppy, like podcast the sloppy sloppy.
Yes. Anyway, either way, she's either lying then or she's lying now, and a relationship built on lies is not going to last, honey. So,
okay.
Hate to see it.
Maybe she enjoys the sloppy kisses. Maybe that's what she's into. Maybe that's what she's trying to tell us.
I mean, she just said that she got repulsed by the fact that he's only made out with people for like 20 minutes straight or 50, however long it was.
So he's a teenager. What can he do?
Oh my God, it's not sitting right in my spirit for either one of them. Oh God, and I was just championing showmances earlier. I was like, you know what? I don't actually mind a showmance here or there, but this one this one is trying.
Okay. So we talked about the speeches. We got to the voting. Nothing too exciting in the voting this season. I feel like that this is not a very exciting group of voters.
I mean, I appreciate Michael. He knows how to vote.
He knows how to vote.
He gives the signal. Okay. He goes, that's it.
I do want to talk about Joseph, Joseph has had a great couple of weeks here. But Joseph tonight, he was so busy getting all of his shout outs in that the guy, and this is more of a visual than an audio thing. The guy like walked straight into the door, tried to push the door open, like basically like checked himself into the door before he realized that it was a pull door to get out of the diary room. Cause he had so many shout outs he had to get in. Did you see this?
Didn't his mic cut out too?
I think so. Yeah. I think he knocked the mic out. He's like crashed into the door. It's like, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's the booby gods punishing you.
The other thing I noticed was Daniel shouting out his job. I don't know if he was shouting out his job or begging for his job back.
Yeah. Yeah. Mari, he like shouts out to like some guy, and probably that guy is like, I don't know you. It's like,
yeah. He said, the legends tour, which what he previously toured with. And then it sounded like he said the producer of the, of the tour. I was like, oh, he knows he's coming home.
I mean, the shout outs really don't bother me so much as it bothers other people. It's only when it becomes like super excessive. Like if somebody wants to say, you know, hey to their mom, or if it's their sister's birthday, by all means, encapsulate that moment in history on Big Brother, sure. Have a little piece of it to walk away with. Like that's fine. But when you're like going down the list, like Ozzy, her father or her grandfather was a polygamist and her shout outs were limited. Okay. So like if Ozzy can rein it in, then there's no reason that the rest of y'all are going down Santa's list. Let's not do this right now. Okay.
That's a fair point.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. And then ultimately it's 9-1, Daniel being the one sympathy vote for Nicole. Taryn, was that what was expected today?
We after all of the happenings, the last two kind of holdout votes were Terrence and Indy, but they kind of both saw the writing on the wall, and between that and the way that Nicole was operating, you know, through the day and through the night, they were like, all right, fine.
Okay. We have some questions from the listeners. Is there anything else from the episode tonight?
I will say that it seems as though Nicole implied that Monty, before she left, told her about the old school alliance being leaked. Which show only watchers would be like, what's that? But that's kind of interesting. It might have ramifications. Seems like he even perhaps, given what she said, told her how it leaked, because she was like, apparently some people like couldn't keep their mouth shut, or whatever she said. That's kind of interesting, you know. I don't know if that got out to like Daniel or anybody else, but you know, kind of surprising.
Let's take some questions from the listeners, and we'll take questions that were submitted on our form, and then also any questions that we have coming up here in the chat as well. Let's go ahead and take one from Amazing Race Casting. Says, now that Amira and Nicole are both out of the Big Brother house, what are the chances we see them be festy besties on the Amazing Race? I mean, the chances are literally zero. there's no chance.
All right, next question.
Either of them are going to be on the Amazing Race. It's like maybe if there's like some college Amazing Race. I think that's about it.
Amazing Race Casting.
You look so dumb right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. It'd be a hard pass on
Big
that.
Zero.
Big zero.
Yeah. Big zero. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This is an interesting question from Jacob. Not sure if it's from Jacob Jones. What do you think of the chances that Daniel self-evicts if he loses the HOH? Okay. We've seen this before in Big Brother history where, you know, like, okay, things look pretty bleak. Does Daniel sit throughout the whole week if it looks like, okay, he is a surefire person to go home?
No.
I don't think so. No, at the end of the day, this guy is a big super fan, right? Like, he's auditioned. He auditioned for 10 years. I mean, I feel like that's, you know.
I think more so he's not walking away from the money that he would get.
Exactly. I mean, he was already talking about, you know, coming into this with the $400 in his pocket. Then there's no reason for you to leave the $1,000 or whatever it is that you're making per week.
Yeah. So, but think of all the tweets, Amon. Elvis has left the building.
I mean, it would definitely cement him in Big Brother history as one of the walkouts, but I don't see it. I think he's gonna stick it out. He's gonna sulk and he's gonna seethe, deservedly so, but he's gonna be in it. He's gonna be in it.
Oh God. Just end the season already.
Taryn, I think that's a clip. For years, we're going to play that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That was fire right there.
Okay. All right. Here's one. This one is from Psychedelic Slop. Looking as good as a chicken wing in the air fryer seems like an insult. Are there any food related similes that you take as a compliment? Well, I'm sure there must be many.
All right. Air fryer's fire. Mm-hmm. As Turner would say. I mean, they don't actually use fire in the air fryer, but it is fire.
Yeah. How's a muffin in the air fryer, Taryn?
Also fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what's good in the air fryer? Get yourself one of them damn Uncrustables. Put that John in there. Oh my God.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Life changing.
Heaven on earth, baby. Heaven on earth.
Okay. All right. How about from Daniel's bald chin? Does Daniel have a bald chin?
Now he does.
Is Daniel even worth taking out at this point? Nobody respects his game.
Those are the conversations being had. Right. For some people, not really. But for others, probably.
Yeah. I think the best thing that could happen this week is Taylor winning HOH and taking him out. I mean, that would be just the full circle moment to end the pre-jury phase, to end the Festy Bessie twist. That's what I would like to see.
Or that, Dan would say to end the season.
Right. To end the season, exactly. But I can definitely see why he might fall lower on some people's totem poles, depending what happens and how the HOH shakes out. But
I mean, they definitely have the capacity to shift stuff, right? Because, like, I mean, if Taylor can go from being the house target, undeservedly so, I think that there is definitely room for Daniel to be the one that's on the outs, and then everybody's like, well, you know what, hold on, why don't we do this?
Yeah,
so I think he and Kyle were having a conversation earlier today, and he was just like completely down in the dumps. And Kyle was saying, mostly because Kyle wanted to make sure that, you know, they would be good if something ever happened. But Kyle made the point several times, like, you're not out of this. Like, you're only out until Julie says you're gone. And Daniel didn't want to hear it, but that's really the truth, Daniel. Like, you really never know what can happen. So,
you know, right. Here's the problem for the leftovers. And, you know, assuming that they are in power this week, with like, when you're looking for a target, like, the problem is on the other side of the house, everybody stinks. Like, there are no literally, threats on the other side. Yeah.
They're not taking showers.
No, but seriously, like, it's like, all right, we gotta take the biggest threat out of the house. Do we take out Jasmine, Terrence, Alyssa, Indy, Daniel? They're all terrible.
Exactly. Yeah,
like, that's why there have been some rumblings.
In circles trying to figure out who's the good player to take out. There is none.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why the guns might start.
Yeah, they're gonna go after themselves because there's nobody good to take out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, I'm not gonna waste my HOH on Indy.
About to start running out of leftovers, baby. About to start having to cook new items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Cleo says, how many more weeks do we give the leftovers before they vote out one of their own alliance members?
One.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
I think they'll get through the twist. I think the twist will help. I think this is the game this week.
I would say probably 1 to 2 weeks before something happens. That said, personally, I'm just going to throw this out there. I talked about this earlier today. I think the next big move of the season is you put Daniel and Kyle up on the block and then you blindside Kyle. I think that's the big move. If you really want to take control of the game and your name is not Alyssa or maybe even Michael, might be worth that shot. I don't know. They have not talked about it. I don't think they're going to talk about it. But I think that if I'm thinking of it now, then maybe a chance that somebody in that house thinks of it if he's sitting on the block when eviction comes around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because here's the thing. The reason they haven't like really turned on this alliance yet is because the twist makes them so safe that if they stay together, they're all safe because of the twist. But if they are either told that the twist is ending or anticipating that the twist is ending after next week, then there's no more incentive to really hold that alliance tight. So that's kind of the time to make a move if you have the option. But that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And it gets one of your alliance members on the block without, you know, alerting them ahead of time. So like Kyle's going to be sitting there next to Daniel anyways. And if, you know, we don't have to worry about the twist anymore, and this might be the last time we can get Kyle on the block without it being like, you know, having to jump through hoops, then I can definitely see that. I can definitely see that. It's just the twist. The twist is handcuffing a lot right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about that too. And Kyle obviously thinks about it. I mean, he was talking on the feeds earlier today, talking about, I don't want to be the next one on the block because you just never know what can happen. So there is some level of distrust, which is always healthy. Maybe it's just like the optimist in me. I tend to feel like they're not going to want to break the seal before next week. I just feel like they want to just ride it out, get to jury, and then you can start talking about, you know, taking each other out. But if the final nominees end up being Daniel and Kyle, I do think there will be like a little bit of rumblings. But I just feel like the left is going to be like, no. We're going to get rid of Daniel. Let's move on.
I do think it could really matter. Like, I think it's actually considerably more likely to happen if they're told that the twist ends like at the start of the week, as opposed to the end of the week. If they win HOH and they're like, hey, we've been informed that the twist is going to be ending after this week. That's, I think maybe it's going to be more likely that they start thinking, but if they're not told, I think there's going to be a lot of like, well, the twist might not end, so we don't want to screw up what we've got going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Then Jasmine's Pickle asks, who is in the most trouble if Daniel gets HOH?
I think Joseph. I think Monty. almost any one of them could get it. I really feel like Taylor kind of like is gone down the list because.
But still, because of the twist, won't Terrence go
it's
home?
It's Terrence. Yeah. Terrence would be. Terrence is at risk, and then Brittany or Michael.
Brittany or Michael, yep. Risk.
Which, you know, wouldn't also be the worst thing in the world either. Like if the shot landed on Brittany and Michael and then you took out Michael, whoops. Sorry, no. We had to.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that, Terrence.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drew from Canada wants to, do you think that Julie and production gave Nicole a heads up during the commercial break before the questions? They came back and Nicole was clearly upset. Why would they?
I mean, she just did get voted out and proved that she just made a colossal mistake in the game. I think she was probably already pretty upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she was already clued in last week when she came out of the DR running into the room, telling everybody to get out. Like, she knew that the way that she was behaving around Taylor was not being well perceived. So I think it's just another reinforcement about like, hey, yeah, you wasn't good, sis. Not good.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take some questions from the chat also tonight. Julia says, where is the leftovers' weakest point? Do we think one of them will get taken out or will they splinter from within? Where do we think that the fault line is?
So, I think that how I answer this question depends on what our philosophy is on feed talk, because theoretically this all has already happened, but I think we're likely to see it in future episodes. But there is definitely a very defined fault line, I think, that has popped up here in the leftovers.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is. It is Kyle. Kyle made a final two with Turner, and then approached Michael about, "Hey, Monty and Joseph are super tight. I don't want to go to the end with them." Michael was like, "Oh, me neither. I don't want to go to the end with these two muscle dudes. Like the muscle dudes have been winning every single season. I'm not down for that." And they have been flirting around with this idea of a new final five, which is Kyle, Turner, Michael, Brittany, and hey, let's pull in Alyssa to help us take out these guys. And so they've been talking about that. Alyssa had a conversation with Michael where he was like, hey, remember Pose Pack? What if we like did a little reunion, but we didn't invite Monty? That's kind of gaining some momentum, gaining a little bit of steam. If the right HOH lands for this week, like Kyle or Michael, or even like Brittany or Alyssa, something like that, then they're looking to take out one of Terrence, Indy, or Jasmine instead of Daniel, and certainly instead of Alyssa, so that Daniel is still in the game trying to target Monty and Joseph. Monty and Joseph still have to deal with Daniel. And meanwhile, they're keeping Alyssa as their secret weapon. So this is definitely like the major fault line right now in the alliance.
Mm-hmm. As it should be, baby. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what we want. We want alliances to be made and then betrayed. And then they crumble. And then a counter alliance gets made. And then a counter to the counter alliance gets made. It's just, yes.
I think it's been real interesting with the season too, because it seems like the way that the season has been falling these last few weeks, it is really like alliances. The strategy has just been make an alliance to counter the alliance. Like that literally has been a strategy. It hasn't really been like, oh, use this person's words against them. It hasn't been like really, really strategic. It's literally just, hey, I know about this alliance. We need to now be an alliance to go up against this alliance and see if that works. And that's been really interesting to see. I know that was the proposal, that new five was the proposal before what happened today. I'm wondering if Daniel's outburst today will now maybe kick him out of those thought processes, which I hope it should, because why is Taylor not included in any of these things? And why would Michael want to work with Daniel? Like, I think that's, to me, the major flaw in Kyle's thought process when it comes to that one. Michael and Daniel have like never gotten along. They've always been on the polar opposite sides when it comes to game. And even if Michael is open to it, Daniel clearly does not like Michael.
he thinks he's the clearly. Kevin Jacobs.
Yeah.
So to answer some of the questions, like, so Michael is definitely not looking at Daniel like, oh, I'm going to work with him. It's more just like, I'm leaving him in the game because he's an agitator to Monty and Joseph to distract them. And if, as long as we have like enough of a working relationship with him that he's not going to come for me, then that's great for me. And in the meantime, we take out some of Monty and Joseph's pieces in Terrence, Indy, or Jasmine. And then as far as Taylor's concerned, he did talk to Brittany about like, we absolutely feel like we can trust Taylor still. They have a final three with Taylor. And I definitely think they'd be looking to pull Taylor into whatever it is that they're orchestrating here with Kyle and Alyssa. I fully believe that in Michael's endgame plans, he's still including Taylor over Kyle and Alyssa and what's happening there. Whether that means she's fully going to be introduced into the group or if he's just going to make sure that she stays safe because of the group, I think that there's still room to work there. Taylor, in my opinion, within the leftovers is actually really well positioned, not for like an endgame run yet, but to survive the short term. She has lots of options because she does have the connection to Michael and Brittany. She has the connection to Turner. And then on the other side, she still is really connected with Joseph. And now she's linked up with Indy and Alyssa for the besties for now. So no matter where the power falls, she should be able to land on whichever side wins, essentially. And so then she just kind of has to work from there.
It feels very isolating for her. And I think it looks isolating for Taylor because of the fact that she was the one that was like so on the outs for the most of the game. And then they had to come to her to flesh out and fully realize the leftovers. So it looks on the outside looking in as if she is completely alone. But like Taryn just said, it looks that way, but it's really not that way because all of them are still going to feel like, oh, and then there's Taylor because Taylor's the reason we're doing this, right? Like she's the glue that's keeping us together. So all of them are going to want her as the last piece in their puzzle. So that's only good for her. So as long as there's like, you know, no major upset where they're like, actually, let's get her out of here, which I don't really see happening. She's good.
I think going with Alyssa and Indy really did set her up at least for the rest of this twist. Like, I mean, outside of the leftover numbers period, like you have people who don't want to put up Alyssa and Indy. You know what I'm saying? That like even like I don't think Daniel's not coming for Alyssa and Indy. Kyle's of course not going to put up Alyssa and Indy. And I think it was smart, even though Indy really hates it. Like if Jasmine wins HOH, Jasmine's not putting up Alyssa and Indy. And so it was such a great move for her to be able to ride out the twist with them.
Do we think that Michael like changes his tune about like being as willing to game with Daniel after what Daniel did today and like going around and saying like, oh yeah, you're going to win the game. This, that, and the third, like you're the best player here. Like, is that screwing any of that up?
Yeah, that's a very good point because it's something that Mari queued up as well, which is that Daniel today has been very petulant. And he's very, been
great word.
he literally at one point was talking to Joseph and he was like, Monty and Michael are gonna win this game, and Michael walked in, he's like, there's our winner, Michael. And Michael was like, what? Michael was like, what do you mean? Why are you saying that? He's like, you're just, you're going to win this game. Michael was like, I don't like that he's spreading that. Like, that's not what I want to be hearing from Daniel. And he was like, man, I just
wanted to find marinara sauce.
That's all I wanted right now, in the storage room. I didn't need to be called the winner. So that's obviously going to be frustrating for Michael. And Kyle also had a conversation with Daniel where Daniel was like, I know you're voting Nicole out. I know you're not with me. I know you're going to backdoor me next week. I know you're going to vote me out. I can't wait to watch this and fast forward from this moment to the moment where you vote me out. And Kyle was just like, dude, you're not out of the game yet. Like, I'm not going to tell you my plans, but maybe there's some room to play. And Daniel was just not having it. And Kyle and Michael actually talked together and they were like, express their frustrations. Like, what is this guy doing? We're trying to help him out and he's not helping himself. So there's definitely a chance that they give up on the idea of keeping Daniel around, that he might be too much of a wild card. This also might just be an outburst today and he might calm down and then they might, you know, go ahead with their plans. So we'll have to see.
Okay. Let's take a couple more questions. Clark Ken wants to know, Robin's podcast, Rob, how do you feel that you lost your first pick in the draft? Nicole, we're not talking about the draft. Okay. What draft?
You look so dumb right now.
There was no draft. Watch it, Taryn, because you got Daniel, okay?
Look, hey, he outlasted Nicole.
I guess so. Well, it's winner take all. Doesn't matter.
I'm just going to say, at the risk of sounding a little cocky, my team is still intact.
Yeah. All right.
It's looking good for some chapstick action right now.
I'm just saying, like I said on the slop, if you haven't seen it, subscribe. Pick a flavor.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay. And Tammy says, if Nicole is such a great detective, why couldn't she solve Muffingate? Taryn, where does the Muffingate investigation stand at this hour?
All right. So just to cue it up a little bit here, Turner ate half of one of Jasmine's muffins last night. And she questioned everyone about it. I did have a little clip of that.
Come on in.
Who ate the half? Was it you, Joseph?
Who ate the half? The muffin? Was it you, Joseph?
It's the ding dong before. That's really.
So she went into an investigation to discover who ate half of her muffin. It was Turner, but Turner did not admit to it. So she went into the diary room to ask them, who did it? Tell me who did it. And they wouldn't. So Turner decided that she decided to set a trap for the muffin eater. She set her muffins on the table in a plastic bag and she was going to see if anyone would touch her muffins. And so, of course, Turner late in the night got out a fork, opened the bag like there were lasers around it, took half of the half of the muffin. So it has now been quartered. And he went ahead and took that into the diary room. So flash forward to this morning, Jasmine didn't notice at first, but was eventually informed by Joseph that, did you eat more of your muffin? She was like, what are you talking about? He was like, the half of the muffin, half of that is gone now. She's like, no. He was like, yeah, are you serious? You didn't eat it, Jasmine? She was like, someone is messing with me. We gotta catch this muffin eater. And so she has been on the prowl all day long, quizzing people. Hey, Kyle, where were you in the hours between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. this morning? I heard that you went to the diary room in those between the time. Because it's not me. I think Alyssa did it. Hey, Alyssa brought me half of a muffin at one point. Alyssa said, what? What are you talking about? Jasmine set another trap. She laid out the muffin. She hid behind some couches to try and check and see.
Did she hide or she fell behind the couch?
No, I have to tee this up because I retweeted this. She literally got down on all fours, tried to hide behind the couch, but her boot was sticking out. It was like it was like a scene from Paul Blart Mall Cop. Like she was sitting there behind the couches. Talking into her mic, like, I'm locked and loaded. I'm trying to scope out the muffin thief. Kyle has entered the kitchen. Now Monty has entered the kitchen. Like she was giving a play by play of her staking out her muffins.
I'm pretty sure at one point she was literally like dun dunning the Mission Impossible theme song as well. Like dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. If Jasmine was putting this much work into her game, she'd be in a much better position right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to figure out the alliances and not just who has the muffins.
Yeah, that was funny. I'm not gonna lie. Jasmine can be very comical when she's overdoing it, and mm-hmm. everybody.
We've seen her TikToks. Yeah.
Yes. At this point, I think everybody was kind of in on the joke and overdoing it. And it was actually a pretty fun mm-hmm. little storyline for the morning while like Nicole and Daniel were like huffing and puffing around. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jasmine the Muffin Detective is definitely my favorite Jasmine.
Best Jasmine. Yeah. Okay. That was a low bar.
Very much so.
Okay.
But I do enjoy it.
Yes. All right. Yes. Anything else to talk about from tonight's Big Brother 24 happenings?
Before Nicole went out, she decided that she was going to spout some very wild conspiracy theories.
Oh no. Including, how wild?
She decided to tell Terrence and then later on Michael that she thinks that Monty, Taylor and Jasmine are working together simply based on the fact that Monty is in a fraternity, Jasmine's husband is in a fraternity, mm-hmm. and that Taylor is in that fraternity's sister fraternity. I was asked to clear this up.
Yes, Monty, please do.
Monty is an alpha. He's a part of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. Jasmine's husband is also a part of that fraternity. Taylor
they
is
know
a part
each other.
Taylor is a part of a fraternity that's called the Alpha Phi fraternity, which is a predominantly like white, sorority, which is a predominantly mm-hmm. white sorority. This is not the sister sorority to the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. The sister sorority to the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity is the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. And mm-hmm. a lot of our Alpha Kappa Alpha sisters, shout out to Asia Welsh, were a little upset that Nicole was trying to imply that Taylor was their soror when she isn't. Not only that, it's very frustrating because say she was, it has nothing to do with them knowing each other. Mm-hmm. Monty being a part of the Alpha Alphas and Jasmine's husband being a part of the Alpha Phi Alphas, it doesn't matter. There's different chapters.
You don't know every single person in a national fraternity?
No. Mm. Funny that, mm-hmm. Rob. No, you don't. And for this to be like Nicole's last moments on feed, like sowing seeds, so essentially just being like, all the Black House guests kind of know each other. Mm-hmm. That's what it came off as. It was very unfortunate. And it's just not cool. A lot of people were mad about it. And I mean, she just looks... You look so dumb right now. And
yeah, you really do.
Glad she's gone.
Mm-hmm. Like, if there's one thing about these fraternities and sororities, the Divine Nine is what they're called. There's historically Black fraternities and sororities. They don't play when it comes to like membership and who's in and who's not in. Like they don't, shouldn't. It's not like my dad is an alpha. My grandfather is an alpha. My brother-in-law is an alpha. And they all know that Monty is on this show because there are eyes everywhere. Okay. So Nicole, you might want to... Don't do it.
So I do remember, I think it was day two or three, Monty did bring up the fraternity. I don't remember who he was talking to about it.
Jasmine.
But it must have been Jasmine because mm-hmm. they must have been talking about the fact that her husband was there. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's like where this came from in terms of, because I remember trying to figure out if it was a fraternity or sorority and which one was right. But obviously like it does not mean that they actually know each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this is what Nicole, I think this is what Nicole was referring to when she said, oh, I figured it all out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
And then she said she was going to go to the DR and be like, they all know each other. I figured it out. It's not fair. Okay. Did you not watch Big Brother 20? Half the house knew each other. And they didn't care. Production didn't care.
Yeah. And they didn't do it on purpose either.
Right. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. All right. Well, tomorrow we will pick things back up. Okay. We will have a exit interview with Nicole coming your way. We will get that on YouTube earlier this week. So look for that. Taryn, do you want to call a time for the live feed update? Last week they were running very behind on the exit interviews.
They were. Maybe we should just call it like 11:30 a.m. Eastern.
I was gonna say noon.
We could also just call it. Yeah, we could call it noon.
Yeah, I'd say call it noon. And if by some miracle we're ahead of schedule, we'll send out a tweet. Okay.
Yeah, we'll say noon. We used to do that, I feel like, as well, because back in the day when things actually happened on Thursday nights, it was nice to have the extra time. So we'll say it's noon. I think that'll be okay.
Okay, and then we will have also. Hold on, I'm not done with the schedule yet. Then we will have the BBQ&A for you as well on Friday for the patrons of Robinson Podcast. Robinsonwebsite.com/patron to get the link for that. That's going to be at 3 p.m. Of course, live feed update is going to be with Puya Friday coming up in the morning, and then the next recap is going to be on a Sunday night. Taryn will be back with you on a Sunday night for the next episode of Big Brother, when we'll learn about the HOH in the episode and everything that's going on with the next nominations. Of course, this week we had an interview with Brendan and Rachel, talked a little bit about Kyle and Alyssa, of course, talked a little bit about the Challenge USA as well, in addition to Big Brother 24. You can catch that up at robisawebsite.com. Then we've got, why Nicole lost. This should be good. check out what David Bloomberg and Ovi have to say. That's going to be coming up this weekend in the Big Brother podcast feed at robinswebsite.com/BB24 to make sure you're subscribed for that. Then
yes.
Great episode of The Challenge this week. Brian and Allie have a full recap. You're definitely going to want to hear what they have to say. An interesting strategic episode as well. I also had an exit interview this morning. Brian Cohen joined me to talk to the latest team eliminated from The Challenge USA. So be sure to check that out as well. Then over on Claim to Fame, I know that Mari is watching it very closely. Jenny Autumn and I threw four episodes of Claim to Fame over a brand new show on ABC. Check out our episode 4 recap as we get ready for next week's episode. Amon, I know you wrapped up another season of Drag Race this week.
Yes. The All-Star 7 All-Winner season has concluded. A winner was crowned. A queen for She Didn't Know She Didn't Had Herses was also crowned. And now we are in the rare moment where there is... Actually, no, we're not. I was about to say we're in a rare moment where there's no Drag Race that's on. But Drag Race Canada is on right now. Drag Race France is on right now. So, you know, it just continues. But we have concluded our coverage of All-Star 7.
Okay. All right. Check that out over on robinswebsite.com. And then, Mari, you and Matt had the full SummerSlam wrap up.
Yes. We went live the day after SummerSlam to give our reactions to the match, to the match card from the night before. It was really good. We streamed directly into the Job Has a Squadcast Facebook group. That's our Facebook group for our the RJP patrons that love wrestling, where we go and hang out. Let us know if you want to be in there. But it was great. Can't wait to talk this week with you, Rob, about the fallout from SummerSlam.
Very excited.
So if you want to hear me, Rob, and Matt talk about wrestling, you can watch us. You can see it at robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed. Go subscribe. And you don't even got to watch it. We'll tell you all you need to know about wrestling. And again, a new regime change, and see what the differences are now that Triple H has taken the reins from the evil old Mr. McMahon.
Okay. Can't wait to talk about everything that's going on with you and Matt this weekend. Then what's going on over on Crime Scene?
Yeah, so our last episode was the Gladbeck episode with me, Sarah, and Matt. We have another episode coming up next week, hopefully with Rob again. So, but go check us out. Go to robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed to subscribe to Crime Scene, where we rate and review different true crime properties, documentaries, docuseries. We give you suggestions on true crime properties to watch or listen to. It's a really fun time. Definitely go check us out if you haven't.
Okay. Then, of course, it's the start of a new month. Great time to become a patron of Rob's Podcast, robswebsite.com/patron for all of these bonus shows. Had a really fun episode of The Slop. We're working on a really good one coming up this week as well. Then, of course, the BBQ&A, that's coming up tomorrow. Plus, join us live for interviews with the alumni before we post them in the podcast feed. You can ask your questions live with the former house guest, plus our patron community on Facebook and Discord. And other shows like the Patron 5 for 5, all waiting for you when you go to robswebsite.com/patron. Of course, make sure you subscribe to Rob's Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, go to robswebsite.com/subscribe for the links to subscribe to all your favorite shows. Really fun recap here tonight. Amon, what else are you working on?
I'm good for now. I have decided to get back into my Harry Potter jush. So me narrating Harry Potter will be happening on my Twitch again next month. So that's a thing. But other than that, I'm just here for the ride of Big Brother 24.
Okay. All right. Just here for the vibes. Great job tonight, Amon.
Go stream Beyonce's album. Just saying. It'll change your life.
Mari, what else is going on for you?
Not much. You can go and follow me at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two on Twitter. Like we said, me and Sarah, we're doing Crime Scene, where we're also doing Crime Scene Inside Job, where it's like little interviews with people inside like the justice, like as close to like the justice system as possible. And they're just really quick interviews. The last one that came out was called The Ex-Cop. We've had one that talked to jury members. So just go check us out on Crime Scene, the Crime Scene feed, because we're doing a lot of good things over there. Sarah is like working hard. I love it. So,
okay. Great job tonight. Looking forward to talking wrestling with you over the weekend. And then Taryn, what else is going on for you?
Just come hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episodes live with all of you. I posted this week's Among Us video yesterday. Very fun one. Three games in one video.
Oh yeah, good. I had to watch it this morning. It was really good.
Thank you, Amon. Yeah, so one of which includes will the real Kyle Moore stand up? So you can check that out over on my YouTube channel. You can see me over on Twitter as well at Armstrong Taryn.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here live. Another great turnout for a live eviction episode. I hope you have a good one and a busy Big Brother Friday coming up. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.